Carol, would you like to come and join us? I have some good news today. It's always good to have good news. Who likes good news? I love good news. It's always good to have good news. And so this is a fulfillment of a dream, really. Probably when Esther and I came here 21 years ago, there was one thing that we really wanted to see God do, or believe that God would do. And it's coming about. Isn't that good news? I was much better looking then, a lot thinner, only had one chin. But sometimes we have to wait for God's timing. God's timing is perfect. So Carol is going to come and share with you now the good news. Carol is going to be the debt centre manager. She starts work on the 1st of May. She's going on holiday today, have a bit of a break. But then she's going to be working hard from the 1st of May. And she's going to be working in our community, helping people in major debt issues. And we're going to help. We're going to be part of that team. So, Carol.
Well, Robin has already introduced me. I'm Carol. And I just want to tell you a little bit. All CAP centres are joined with a church. And our debt centre is also partnered with Acts of Kindness, who are funding it. This is a mission that is dependent on volunteers for its success. CAP, Christians Against Poverty, began 25 years ago with John Kirkby. He was in debt himself and believed God was calling him to sacrifice his career in finance and use his knowledge of the industry to help the poor. He wanted to show people in debt God's tremendous love. So he began by helping one other person, as well as himself, to get out of debt. He learned how to do it by doing it. CAP are on a mission to release families from grinding poverty through their award-winning debt counselling service and community groups. Their vision is to bring freedom and good news to the poor in every community through a nationwide network of CAP projects. They do this by equipping and empowering churches to reach people within their local communities. Debt causes poverty, broken lives, and fear. Many of the clients CAP meet are racked with anxiety, shame, depression, guilt, sleepless nights, and suicidal thoughts. They can be afraid to open the door, leave their house, or engage with people outside their home. Relationships are damaged. Homes are lost. Children's emotional well-being and school life are affected, and many children don't have adequate food or clothing. Debt can be caused by a variety of factors, such as bereavement, accidents, long-term illness, unemployment, low income, bad decision-making, which can happen to any of us. Changing these people's lives is the reason CAP exists, and doing it in a Christ-centered way is paramount to CAP's ethos and success. CAP believes that God's church and God's people are the only way to truly transform people's lives. The main ways that CAP debt centres help people is physically, by helping them out of debt and providing necessities such as food if needed, spiritually, by introducing them to Christ through contact with people in the church, and emotionally, by relieving the pressures of debt, the pressures that debt can bring, and by offering friendship if wanted. Clients do not have to accept any Christian input to receive the debt service. To build a successful debt centre, we need volunteers to work with us in two main capacities: a prayer support team and befrienders. As a Christian charity, prayer is the foundation of everything that CAP does. It underpins the whole organisation. Prayer is essential for every part of the journey, from setting up the centre, covering the frontline staff, gaining client referrals, walking with the clients throughout their journey to freedom, praying for their salvation, and anything else that comes up. We need the centre to be saturated in prayer. We need people who are willing to commit to praying regularly, as many clients will be facing impossible, messed up situations where only God can help. Each year, CAP sees thousands of families go debt free, and hundreds respond to Christ. We want to see this happen in our community. Most ex-clients do remain debt-free. Befrienders are another essential and valuable part of the CAP service. As well as coming with me to meet the clients, the purpose of Befrienders is to show the love of Christ by being a friend to them. This is an intentional friendship that can turn a frightening and isolating experience into one that can be borne more easily. Having someone who listens and with whom you can share your ups and downs with can make a priceless difference to someone's life. It can be a fun and rewarding experience also as you share God's generous love with them. God has chosen to reach people through people, and the only way that this can be done is by spending time with them. Matthew 25:40 says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." When we show acts of kindness to people, it is Jesus that we are helping and serving. When people see that we genuinely care for them, they are more likely to listen to us tell them about Jesus, accept prayer, and to receive seeds of God's love into their hearts. The qualities needed to be a befriender are: one, loving Jesus, being a good listener, being friendly, and over the age of 18. Many of the clients may never have known much love or compassion in their lives, and experiencing God's love by acts of kindness can make a massive impact on them and change their view of Christians and Christianity. Acts such as keeping regular contact via phone or text to see how they're doing and encouraging them to stick to the CAP budget, sending an encouraging letter or card, a small gift of chocolates or flowers maybe, taking them for a coffee and a cake, inviting them to join you for a church activity or event, identifying a need and finding a way to meet it through the CAP Centre, like a week's food shop, or talking about Jesus' love for them and sharing a part of your testimony, if or when appropriate. You're not expected to do all of these things, and you can choose the tasks that you are willing and able to do. You will have training, and you'll never be without support. Visits within a client's home will only take place once it's deemed safe to do so, and current contact will be by phone, text, or doorstep visits. To summarise, CAP is on a mission to save people from lives of poverty and fear that debt can bring, and to introduce people to the love of Jesus. We are asking for volunteers to partner with us in building this debt centre by becoming prayer partners and or befrienders. You are crucial to the success and running of the centre and invaluable in showing clients and their families the love and light of God. Together, we can make a real difference to many people by being Christ to them and bringing hope. So please prayerfully consider if this is something that you can help with. We cannot do it alone. If you are interested, please contact me at carol@oasischristiancentre.org. Thank you.